This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott today. Fans of ABC's Scandal love to see crisis management expert Olivia Pope keep Washington's worst skeletons tucked neatly in the closet.
You keep everything from me.
To protect you! And don't ask me to apologize for it or punish me when I tell you the truth. This is what we do.
This season, though, the show has kept its most tantalizing secret a little closer to the chest, or should we say stomach. Whether it's a well-placed lamp, an oversized purse, or a throw pillow, ABC has used every directorial trick in the book to keep lead actress Kerry Washington's pregnancy hidden from the camera. Discerning fans have taken to looking for these cover-ups as a sort of internet parlor game, but as writer Logan Hill observed for Los Angeles Magazine, working around pregnancies is practically an old tradition in TV. Hi, Logan.
Hi there.
So you write about some of the kind of wacky ways that shows are hiding or even incorporating actresses' pregnancies, but it wasn't always that way, was it?
No, it's an interesting story in Hollywood, kind of a sort of one of those industry shadow stories. You know, it begins with pregnancies being dangerous and sort of forbidden for actresses. You know, the idea was a young starlet, it could destroy her career or sort of block her from being able to take on a major role for a while. And there are stories, almost sort of nightmarish stories, of producers escorting actresses to get abortions, pressuring them into having abortions, and then otherwise firing them from jobs. You know, there used to be a time where if you got pregnant, that was it. Now, I think, the power of women in Hollywood has changed. We've developed all these amazing workarounds, you know, from costuming to silly props to now using CGI in new shows like Homeland.
Not to harp on a kind of disturbing point, but I was really shocked to learn reading your article that Judy Garland was pressured into having an abortion and actually was brought to the clinic by a studio executive.
That's right. In 1942, MGM executives really felt like, especially for someone like Judy Garland, whose sort of girlish image, you know, the sort of naive, lovable
Dorothy.
Girl next Dorothy. Exactly. You know, that Dorothy could not have a bump. Because it would also imply that at some point she'd had sex, and God forbid that, you know. So they were really, back then, at the studio system was much more involved in protecting the images and guarding the images and managing the images of young stars.
So things have changed. Times are a little more progressive now. But for shows that do choose that cover-up route, you write that the kind of camera tricks we saw this season in Scandal, they have been around a very long time, pioneered, in the 40s.
Absolutely. Yeah. You go back to the 40s and you've got Veronica Lake showing up on the set of Sullivan's Travels and shocking Preston Sturges, who had actually asked her if she was pregnant and she had lied to him. And then, you know, working with the legendary costume designer Edith Head to develop these beautiful costumes, you know, that just kind of cloak it with A-line cuts or sweaters or big handbags and that kind of thing. And that's the exact same thing you see used on most television shows right now, you know, whether it's How I Met Your Mother, whether it's Seinfeld, whether it's, any of these shows now, you know, including Scandal, where, you know, it's old-fashioned cuts. Like, I interviewed a costume designer for shows like Mad Men and Deadwood, and she basically said, you know, there's a lot you can do with both cloaking and misdirecting attention. You know, it's not just sort of hiding the belly. She said sometimes it's putting the emphasis on the new cleavage that a pregnant mother might have, and sort of directing the eyes away from the bellies.
Yeah, viewers are so predictable that way, I suppose. So when, I guess, did things change? When did we start to see pregnancy written into the script?
The first time it changes with Lucille Ball. You know, it's the second time on television ever, and certainly the biggest. They actually felt like they couldn't use the word. The network said, you cannot use the word pregnancy. You can't use the word pregnant.
It was expecting, right?
Expecting, exactly.
Honey, no.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me?
Why, you didn't give me a chance.
Are you kidding?
No.
It's me!
When little Ricky is born on that show, 44 million people tune in, and it kind of turns people onto the idea that maybe this isn't such a shameful thing. Maybe this isn't something that should be kept off of television. But, you know, at the same time, you have to deal with the dramatic consequences of this. So pregnancies become more common. And on something like a soap opera, pregnancy can actually be a great plot point. But the question becomes, what do you do with that baby after the character gives birth? Do you want these sexy characters on a soap opera like General Hospital to suddenly become mothers. Well, no, you don't. So in one of the most gruesome traditions on television, you have over and over again soap actresses pretending to have miscarriages while pregnant with their real children, just because they couldn't miss 6 months of a season of a show that shoots a couple hundred episodes a year. And now, you know, it's we're in this kind of interesting space where there have been some discrimination lawsuits filed and won, bosses really can't say, producers can't really say, we're going to kick you off the show because you're pregnant. They legally have to work with some of these actresses.
And yet it can be a difficult situation for women who are trying to plan pregnancies potentially in between jobs. Why do you think that some actresses, a production company is really willing to cater around their pregnancy and some other actresses might sort of get the shaft?
Yeah, like everything else in Hollywood, it's all about leverage. It's all about how big of a star you are and how much they need you. You know, Hollywood never sort of bends over backwards to pay anybody more money than they have to or make any accommodations that they don't absolutely have to. But if you're at the top of that food chain, they will work with you because they know that the reason they have that show, the reason they have a hit show like Homeland is because of Claire Danes. The reason they have a hit show like Scandal is because of Kerry Washington. So it really depends. If you're a supporting actress on one of these shows, you are vulnerable. And I interviewed Busy Phillips, even, who's, you know, a legitimate star. She's doing great on Cougar Town. She auditions for a show a couple of years ago, shortly after her pregnancy, and the producer said, look, we just don't believe that you're going to lose this weight fast enough. And even though she was the first choice of the showrunner, the producers loved her, they didn't give her the part. She lost the role. And she's still upset about it, and she still feels kind of vindicated that her career has gone on since then. But unless you are indispensable, they're really not going to work with you to the extent that they will if you're going to be the person on the poster.
Well, I want to get to some other examples of some shows that have either covered up or incorporated pregnancies. There was Phoebe in Friends. You also mentioned Julia Louis-Dreyfus in Seinfeld.
Yeah, it's interesting that comedies have kind of had a lot of fun with pregnancies in general. You know, even the Cosby Show kind of made big displays of Felicia Rashad's back pain to get her in the bed. And they actually cut a hole down into the mattress so that her body would sink down in the mattress and hide the belly, which she had a big belly. They raised the kitchen counter in the kitchen to hide her belly a little bit more. Yeah, and then on Seinfeld, they basically tried to hide it and then just began making jokes about her weight eventually. Daphne on Frasier, ends up getting sent away to a fat camp and then is described as losing 9 pounds, 10 ounces, you know, yeah. The joke. But that was really cringeworthy and I think one of the most awful treatments of it. But, you know, in other shows, they've got, you know, people like Lisa Kudrow on Friends who became a surrogate for her brother. So they'll write it in as a plot point. In a way that's maybe a little bit lighter and often temporary, in a way that allows them to not deal with, Lisa Kudrow's character actually having her own baby.
Ho, ho, ho.
Excuse me?
Your pants.
Oh, yeah. You like them? I went to a used clothes store and got, like, a bunch of maternity stuff. These are so comfortable.
Phoebes. Those are Santa pants.
What?
Santa pants. Santa Claus's pants.
You've got to appreciate that it's become something of a Hollywood trope if comedies get a little meta about it, you know, willing to poke fun at themselves and in their own workarounds.
Yeah, my favorite really has got to be How I Met Your Mother, where Allison Hannigan has a hot dog eating contest. Right? She wins the contest. So the big reveal, the big punchline of the hot dog eating contest is that she shows her real belly, which is, you know, 8 months pregnant. It's great to see that kind of thing. Or even on 30 Rock, where they, instead of using like simple costumes, like a blousy dress, they used full on dog costumes and ridiculous sort of theme park costumes and just went for it.
You know, some of the tricks that they used in Scandal, you know, the big handbags and the big coats. I mean, there's something really funny about seeing ways that you could try and cover up something that's very difficult to cover up. But it's kind of sad, too. It speaks volumes about, I guess, the uncomfortable degree of weight that the industry places on body image.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, even when actresses are perfectly healthy and fit and tiny, there's still someone in Hollywood who's going to say they need to lose another 15 pounds. So when they get pregnant, of course, there's like just a greater degree of scrutiny. The kind of thing that you see these baby photos and or photos of pregnant actresses in magazines, and they're talking about how much weight they've gained, and you know, well, of course they've gained weight, they're pregnant. And what's interesting now is I think you have women playing very powerful roles on these shows, and there hasn't yet been, there haven't been too many shows that have really tried to combine the pregnancy with the idea that somebody could be fighting crime or terrorism and also be pregnant at the same time. And for all the times that you notice it, now what we're seeing is in big budget shows like Homeland, that you can actually cut Claire Danes' face off, stick it onto a skinny model's body with CGI, and to a degree where I would have never noticed the special effects if Danes hadn't told me that herself in an interview. It's just almost impossible to detect these days.
So do you see, you know, Claire Danes, Kerry Washington, these increasingly creative ways of covering up pregnancies? Is this a progressive step in the right direction for women working in television, or is this just all about the money?
Well, I think you have to look at it as a progressive step, because not only are people like Claire Danes and Kerry Washington able to continue working, you know, whereas a number of years ago they just would have lost their jobs. But it's certainly not a utopian working condition, but it's better. And then I think it's also paired with this idea that women in Hollywood are becoming more powerful as producers of their own projects. You know, people like Danes are becoming more involved behind the scenes. People even like Courtney Cox, you know, Busy Phillips was talking about working with Courtney Cox and how just having Courtney on the other side of the table in these business meetings meant that she had a level of security and comfort knowing that they could work with her. And the more that this happens, I think the more comfortable studios and producers are becoming with the idea of working with a pregnant actress. But does that mean there's not actresses still today losing their jobs, not getting cast in roles? No, it doesn't. It's still a very serious issue. So it's progress, but it still has a ways to go.
You can read Logan's article for Los Angeles Magazine at wordofmouthradio.org, where you'll also find a link to some pretty funny GIFs highlighting all the conspicuously placed objects covering up Kerry Washington's belly during the last season of Scandal. Logan Hill, thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you.
We're having a baby, my baby and me. You'll read it in Winchell that we're adding a limb to our family tree.
Even when you're not a working actress, pregnancy can be a joyful time, miserable, or anywhere in between. But one of the hardest parts of parenting comes long after the labor is finished, getting your toddler to eat his or her vegetables. Some surprising findings on why convincing your kids to eat healthy is having adverse effects on their health when word of mouth continues.